On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's ride, let's roll here on this Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside the super producer, Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. Number to call us, 301-230-0980. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, very, very easy thing to do. To the chagrin of the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, I'm going to give out my damn handle. Y'all going to know who I am. It is at NELL_BTP. Got NFL Live playing here in studio. We got week number 8 in the National Football League kicked off last night with a stinker. That's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it a stinker. I know Doc and Anthony are going to say, well, we picked the right team to win last night, and you didn't. I'm in it for the long haul. That's what I need to tell my co-host here. I am in it for the long haul. We'll get you our official picks for week number 8 in the National Football League as we roll throughout the program. A loaded Friday show for you. It's not going to be our traditional Friday show, but it kind of is going to be our traditional Friday show because we don't have a game on Sunday. We play Monday night in Kansas City against the Chiefs to get us geared up for that contest. Our pal Carrington Harrison of 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour as we go behind enemy lines. And I'll just say this in terms of my conversation that I had with Carrington. First of all, Carrington, one of the best broadcasters right now in America for my money. I think he does a tremendous job talking all things Kansas City Chiefs. You hear him on the Infinity Sports Network on the weekends. He is absolutely awesome, but full transparency, his pre-recorded convo, we talked about an hour ago because he had his show from 2 to 6 today. But in talking to Carrington, just a little tease on the convo, boy, is it nice to cover a team where you just have no flaws. I mean, he was all smiles and geeky the whole time. Mind you, when I'm talking about our beloved Washington Commanders, I got some worry in my heart. I'm not feeling too great about what it is we've done through 7 weeks.
I mean, he probably wasn't sitting that happy and, you know, showing the pearly whites early in the season.
Well,
but like now, them boys healthy.
They look like the best.
They got they're fully staffed. It's looking a little scary, Mr. Linnell Willingham.
Little tease. Carrington described this Chiefs skill group as the best one that Patrick Mahomes has had since he has gotten to be the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Has been to at least the AFC Championship in every year of his career. We'll go behind enemy lines in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get you a Monday morning headline, a Tuesday morning headline, for real, for real. What will the papers read after Monday's contest against the Kansas City Chiefs? And then we heard from the coordinators today. And this has honestly become my favorite part of the week because unlike in the past when we had coordinators go up to the podium and say absolutely nothing, i.e. Jack Del Rio, i.e. Eric Bieniemy, i.e. Scott Turner, Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt Jr. always forthcoming and honest to a fault because you all, I mean, everyone literally, y'all want answers about why the defense is screwing up, and then when Joe Witt gives them to you, they're all of a sudden not good enough. We're telling them we don't want to hear him to talk. hear him talk no more, so on and so forth. We'll let you hear from both the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders as we roll throughout the show as well. There are plenty of good nuggets in their media availability. And then my favorite part of a last show before the game type of bit, Super Six Pack. Me and Ant going to put the six Commanders under the microscope that have to play well on Monday night against Kansas City in order for Washington to walk away with the victory. So a loaded show for you all, as usual here, as we get you geared up for Commanders and Chiefs coming up on Monday night. We did just get an injury report from the old Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels, for the second consecutive day, listed as a DNP. Deron Payne wasn't on the injury report yesterday. He is a DNP for the second consecutive day with a toe injury. So his status for Monday night, all of a sudden, may be in question. They have another practice tomorrow, so I think that will be really the determining factor. Am I tripping that? Let me go back to the Commanders to the Commanders Twitter. He was damn sure not listed. And the list was long yesterday because it was the first of the week. We had a bunch of vet. He was listed as a rest day.
Yeah, he had a rest day.
He had a rest day. But today he didn't practice again and what they're calling as a toe injury. So we'll see if he gives it a go tomorrow. If he doesn't practice tomorrow, then maybe I have a little bit of concern about his availability moving forward. Deron Payne going to be a big focal point of the program here this afternoon, because when you think about what you have to do on Sunday, or Monday night rather, it all starts and finishes to me with making Patrick Mahomes uncomfortable. That's it. That is the number one priority for this defense. Make him uncomfortable. Knock him off of his spots. Get him down to the ground when you get near him. And then the one thing that Joe Witt actually spoke about earlier this afternoon, talking about just how deadly Pat Mahomes has been as a runner this year, right? And when you go just look at some of the box scores for the Kansas City Chiefs, those of you that just love to box score watch, he has led this team in rushing more games than not. He has been the high rush man in three out of their seven games to this point. So he continues to be a factor on the ground. I believe Joe Witt gave us the nugget during his presser. He leads all quarterbacks in the NFL in first down runs. So corralling him is going to be huge. Rush lane integrity is going to be huge. We'll get into all of that as we get you our keys to victory as we roll throughout the show as well. But the Commanders are back on the practice field, getting ready for, like we're calling it, a massive showdown on Monday Night Football in Kansas City. The injury report, I want to continue to roll through that. Deron Payne, a DNP with a toe injury. Jaden Daniels, we already know, has been ruled out. Colson Yankoff popping up on the injury report with a hamstring injury. Sam Cosmi, after not practicing yesterday because of a back, was a full participant today. And this is what we all want to know about. Terry McLaurin's coming back, baby. We're a week away from Halloween. 1 week from today is Halloween, and we're getting the return of Scary Terry. Full participant for the second straight day. Deebo Samuel, full participant for the second straight day. So we are expecting his return. Knowing that we're going to be fully staffed offensively, we'll talk about this as we roll throughout the show as well. Do your expectations change for this offense? That's one thing that I really want to hit on hard today as we roll throughout the program. But as I'm thinking about this game, and I can't sit here and say that I expect this team to win. I just can't. I had a lot of confidence last Friday that Washington would get it done on Sunday in Dallas. They let me down. They did. They were without Deebo Samuel. They were without Terry. The cupboard was bare on the offensive side of the football. You can say I'm being a negative Nancy. You can say that I'm scared, that I'm not a real fan. I am going to have a very difficult time picking them this Monday against Kansas City based off of what I've seen throughout 7 weeks. Now, fingers crossed, right, because I'm a fan first. Fingers crossed they pull the rabbit out of the hat. Fingers crossed they shock the entire football world. But as we sit here right now, 4:10 p.m. Eastern time on Friday, ahead of the game, if I had to give you a percentage chance, I think we're looking at like 70-30, bro.
To win?
To lose.
Okay, just making sure.
Well, no, I know you turned into a Cowboys fan last week. I couldn't believe you, by the way. I know you're not picking him this week. You didn't have the gumption to pick him last week.
I mean, as long as you know.
I know. You're trying to be real. You're being a realist. I get it. I thought they would be able to figure something out last weekend, and they didn't. Here, to me, is the biggest piece about Monday night. Put X's and O's to the side for a second. The biggest thing about Monday night, Monday night's got to be about culture. Think about where this team sits right now. I don't remember at any point last year was the pressure, was the adversity stacked this high against this group. Not at all last year. Even in the midst of a three-game losing streak, when you lost that third consecutive game, and you were 7-5. You were very comfortably in the NFC playoff picture. It was year one, so folks just thought you were regressing to the mean. I know I put a fork in them. I know I was ringing the alarm. But when you compare this set of adversity to what they dealt with last year, it's night and day. It's night and day. And in real life, put football to the side for a second. In real life, when you deal with adverse situations, it brings and shows character. Your character comes to the forefront. Who you really are gets put on full display. That's in life, not just football. And that's how I'm looking at Monday night against Kansas City. Washington has their back. I know it's the same song and dance we said last week. Oh, their backs are against the wall. Oh, they got to win the game. It is what it is, right? This ain't no gas. This ain't no jazzing. We're not hyperbolizing. I'm not josing with you. This is what it is. How are you going to respond to the noise? How are you going to respond to the adversity? This is where your best players have to lead the way. And if I'm being open, honest, and transparent about Monday night or Sunday against Dallas, that didn't happen. Our best players did not lead the way. Our best players did not play up to their standard. Who was the number one guy that we circled offensively last week heading into this one, heading into the Dallas game, rather, when you think about no Terry McLaurin, no Deebo Samuel, and you're dealing with a cast of misfit toys at wide receiver. We circle Zach Ertz, and he comes out and he's missing blocks, not catching the football. When your back is against the wall, when you're in those high-stakes, high-pressure situations, I need my best to play like my best, right? Ertz has got to be the future Hall of Famer we know he can be. On the defensive side of the football, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, two All-Pros from last year. Haven't played like it yet to this point. And I know Joe Witt was pretty, was gushing, rather, I guess, over the play of Louisville and Wagner to start this year. I don't buy it. I don't. Anybody that's looking at the tape, anybody that's watching this team saying, oh, Frankie and Bobby are playing just fine, you're being biased. You're looking at this through burgundy and gold color lenses. Run fits haven't been consistent. They've made plays, right? But they haven't, to me, played to the standard that we know they're capable of, right? We were talking about Frankie Louvu last year. He's second-team All-Pro, man. You don't just become second-team All-Pro by accident. And I think this time around, once again, you're seeing Bobby Wagner, to me, one, he's just getting old. And I think his impact on this football team is felt far beyond what he does in between the white lines. But if we're being real, his play in between the white lines is not good enough. I can give a rat's ass that you are second in the NFL in tackles. Where are you making the tackle? Are you consistently picking the right gap? Are you doing your job right? Are you getting guys lined up correctly? Because for all the talks about communication, we talk about everybody but the man who wears the green dot. My OG, the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, said it best. What's the point of wearing the green dot if you can't get to the action? We're telling how a T.I. is. I need more out of Bobby and Frankie coming up Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. Deron Payne, Javon Kinlaw. What do we talk about? When your back is against the wall, when you're dealing with adversity, you need your core guys to play at their absolute best. They have to be dominant at the point of attack and wreak havoc. What did I start off the segment with? The most important thing for this Washington Commanders defense coming up on Monday night, how often can you make Patrick Mahomes uncomfortable? That will define success or failure on Monday night. That will tell the story of whether you end up with a W or a L. Straight up, and then most importantly, and we'll talk about the offense as we ease our way into the 5 o'clock hour, Marcus Mariota has to play like the best backup in the National Football League. A distinction that is not taken for granted. A distinction that's not taken lightly. We all here in this town believe that. Everybody over in that building in Ashburn believes that. He's got to play like the best backup in the NFL. And most importantly for him, the one gripe that I've had with him this season, in the times that we've seen him, three games really, against the Raiders, against the Falcons, and then last week in Dallas, protect the football. Bottom line, by hook or by crook, through hell or high water, protect the football. This team cannot win gifting extra possessions to the opposing football team. It won't happen. Your margin for error is razor thin because of the issues you have defensively. When we talk about why we expected this team to get back to the mountaintop, it wasn't because the defense was bad. We knew that, right? That was a given. But it was about this offense legitimately week in, week out, playing like a top five unit, no matter who was under center. Because we were spoiled last year. When Marcus Mariota has played, this group has not had a drop off, a dip in play. It's got to be the similar situation, got to be the same situation coming up on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. Just getting rolling, though, here on this Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Lanelle Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. We'll go behind enemy lines coming up at 5:30. Carrington Harrison, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, going to tell us what it is and what it ain't about those Kansas City Chiefs. When we come back, we heard from the coordinators this afternoon, Joe Witt Jr. and Cliff Kingsbury. When we come back, we'll let you hear from Joe Witt on the defense, and he'll tell you why the Washington Commanders have their hands full coming up Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll let you hear from Joe Witt next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
301-230-0980 is the number here on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock alongside super producer Anthony Haney. Can we put the super producer to work? I want you to line up on the phones. 301-230-0980. Who needs to step up the most with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong? It's the one thing that maybe we haven't talked about enough throughout the course of the week. Washington is losing its best pass rusher, a group that already to me was a little bit inconsistent, and I've really been on the different side of the coin than everyone else. I think everyone looks at this Commanders pass rush as, oh, it's the strength of the defense. They're top 10 in sacks. They're top 12 in quarterback pressures. I continue to say we do not feel their impact enough on a down-in, down-out basis. You add the caveat of losing Dorrance Armstrong, I sincerely begin to wonder how they get after Patrick Mahomes, the thing to me that is the most important about Monday night against Kansas City. A lot of them on the phones at 301-230-0980. Who needs to step up the most with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong? Before we get to your calls, I do want to let you hear from the defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Joe Witt. He spoke earlier this afternoon on the difficulties of defending on Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he's, you know, that's what he does. He can throw with anticipation from the pocket, and also when he gets out, he doesn't have to be in you know, have his feet set or anything. He can make every throw from every way. So we need to be able to get to him. We need to be able to send him where we want to send him, where his percentage of throws is down, and control it from that way. You know, make sure we keep eyes on him where he can't, just because if he sees it, he'll, you know, he's rushed for as many first downs as any quarterback in the league. So we can't allow that also, because that's how they keep drives going. We have to get the stops on third down.
That is honestly, to me, one of the parts of his game that honestly is not talked about enough. We talk about the accuracy with the deep ball. We talk about his ability to get outside of the pocket and then keep his eyes down the field. But throughout the course of this year, I mean, Pat Mahomes has been as deadly of a runner as anybody on the Kansas City Chiefs. The numbers speak for themselves. We were talking about it earlier. He has led their team in rushing in 3 out of the first 7 games of the season. So what he is doing on the ground is legit. Pat Mahomes right now averaging 6 yards a pop when he decides to leave the pocket and be a runner. So I definitely think getting after him is huge. We didn't talk about this. Or we talked about this a lot more with Caleb Williams, and I thought they did a decent job on Monday night against Caleb with this. It was the thing that you brought to the forefront: rush lane integrity. They have to be able to rush with discipline. They have to be able to rush as a unit. You know what I say, right? The play don't care who makes it. Don't jump out of your gap because you're trying to be geeked up and make a play. If everyone stays in their gap and you cage him in and your secondary does its job, you're going to be able to corral him to the ground. I think that, to me, is probably the most important piece about Monday night. You cannot let him hurt you with these off-schedule plays. And it sucks, right? It's all coming with not having Dorrance Armstrong. And I think when it comes to DA and the impact that he had, I know we talk a lot about what he did as a rusher. Everyone's geeked up about the sack numbers. But in terms of setting a hard edge, being strong at the point of attack, not rushing too far upfield, not getting beat by some of the mobile quarterbacks that Washington's had to see this year, he's been really good in that department as well. And it feels like something where the other guys are going to have to step up. That's why we want your calls at 301-230-0980. Who needs to step up the most with the loss of Commanders defensive end Dorrance Armstrong? Speaking of the defensive end position, one thing that I know we chewed on earlier in the week was like, well, damn, the size at defensive end right now is not very good. I don't want Von Miller being out there on first and second down being concerned about setting an edge. I'm not too confident in Frankie Louvu and his ability to go out there and be able to set an edge. Jacob Martin has war daddy mentality, right? Like, he is just a badass. He also a little bit undersized at the point of attack as a defensive end. Here is Joe Witt on not having those bigger bodies on the edge against Kansas City Monday night.
We might not necessarily have smaller build guys. We, you know, like in the game, we kicked Johnny outside, you know, so, you know, I'm not going to tell you exactly what we're going to do, but I'm comfortable with what our plan is for this game and how we're going to be at the end position. Yes.
They got to have a plan. He mentioned kicking Jazan Newton out to defensive end. We've seen Javon Kinlaw play defensive end. To me, if you're Washington, that five-man front may be able to get you out of a lot of trouble. That five-man front may allow you to keep Kansas City's traditional running game under wraps. And I know Kareem Hunt's a little bit banged up. He was on the injury report this week. I expect to see a heavy dose of Isaiah Pacheco. I expect to see a heavy dose of the rookie out of SMU, Breshad Smith. But more importantly, like, this is where coaches earn their paycheck. And I know everyone's been geeked up yelling and hooping and hollering about scheme this and scheme that. This is an opportunity right now for Joe Witt to actually scheme some things up. No coach in the National Football League, and I'm not trying to use the attrition and the injuries at defensive end as an excuse, but there is no coach in the National Football League. There are a few defenses in the National Football League that can overcome losing your top three defensive ends. That is the reality that Washington is facing right now. Your first and second down defensive ends, traditionally, were going to be Armstrong and Wise. And then you saw the first defensive end that we've been seeing off the bench before his injury was Javonte Jean-Baptiste. So the reality is, and you can say I'm making excuses for him. Some of you on social media, someone wrote in my comments yesterday, Linnell must be getting a Christmas card from Joe Witt Jr. and his family. No, I just know ball. And I understand that it ain't perfect. This is the National Football League. Everyone deals with injuries. But when you lose your top three guys at one position, it's difficult. It is, man. Joe Witt Jr. Actually echoed these sentiments. Here is Joe Witt on losing defensive ends.
You know, that's the part of the game, but that's hard when you lose, you know, three really good players. But, you know, that gives opportunities for other guys to step up. You know, I could go back to when lost Al Harris and Tremont Williams. He stepped up and went to the Pro Bowl the next year. You know, that's just part of the game that we're in. You lose a guy, next guy steps up. But, you know, losing D.A., that's a big one. You know, he was playing as good as any defensive end in the league. So, but somebody will step up.
That's the big question here. Who is going to step up? I want your answers on the phones at 301-230-0980. Who needs to step up the most with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong heading into the Kansas City Chiefs game? No Dorrance Armstrong, not just for Monday night in KC, but for the rest of the year. Who is going to step up? It goes along the lines of, like, personnel decisions. And I think, to me, that's the biggest issue right now. This Washington Commanders defense is maybe more guys need to be playing. I need to see more Jonathan Jones. I'd like to see more Noah Igbinoghene. I'd like to see more Darnell Savage. I'd like to see, some more of Jordan McGee, some more of Jazan Newton. If you're going to continue to watch this defense get poor results with the same personnel, Joe Witt does deserve to be put under the microscope. Joe Witt does deserve to be scrutinized, if that's going to be the case. But Joe Witt alluded to it earlier, man. You're going to see some different guys getting some more bump on Monday night that you haven't seen in the past, specifically at the linebacker position.
I've been pleased with the backers. I think Bobby and Oos have played well. We're going to give Jordan more looks and more opportunities. He's came in and played with good speed, so I'm excited to see him with his snap count going up. And then, you'll see a little bit of Kane as well to see how he can add to the party as well. Yeah, and you'll probably see some of it this week.
Personnel changes are on the horizon for this Washington Commanders defense, according to the D.C., Joe Witt. I know Dan Quinn was a little reluctant yesterday to get into detail about what specific personnel changes we'd see, but Joe Witt Jr. gave me an example right there. We will see more of Jordan McGee. And then for him to name drop Washington's sixth-round pick, Cade Medrano out of UCLA, that excites me. And it gets me thinking, well, what is the plan going to be at defensive end? How is Washington going to manufacture a pass rush minus Dorrance Armstrong? When I hear more of Cade Medrano, when I hear more of Jordan McGee, two guys that have played sparingly this year, McGee sparingly, Medrano hasn't taken a defensive snap at all, lends me to believe that maybe, just maybe, Frankie Louvu going to get some more opportunities on the edge trying to chase the opposing team's quarterback. But the bottom line is this. With Dorrance Armstrong being lost for the season, this Commanders pass rush takes a major hit. who needs to step up the most with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong? 301-230-0980. We'll take your calls plus give our answer next on the Team 980. 301-230-0980 is the number here on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll go behind enemy lines, getting the latest on the Kansas City Chiefs with our pal Carrington Harrison of 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Right now, though, I want you lined up on the phones at 301-230-0980. And the question is simple. Dorrance Armstrong gone for the season. Who steps up? Who needs to step up the most with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong? You can tweet at me with that as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. Before we get out to the calls, I do want to let Anthony and myself chime in on this. I've been talking about him all week long. I was even talking about him last week, knowing that Dorrance was going to be a little bit nicked up. I did not yell to the top of my lungs. I did not send out irrational tweets when we signed this dude for nothing. Von Miller, the time is now, brother. Von Miller, the time is now for you to step up and perform like the future gold jacket guy that you are, right? The time is now. This defense needs you more than they ever have. Now, I'm not asking you to go out and play 70, 75% of the snaps. It's not at all what I'm asking. But I need to feel your impact at some point during this football game on Monday night. And if I'm being real about it, yes, Von Miller is second on the commander in sacks. Yes, great. I need more. I need to feel his impact on a down-in, down-out basis. He's going up against Jalen Moore on Monday night in Kansas City. This is not their starter. Now, he's one of the highest-paid swing tackles in the NFL, but this is a cat that you should be able to win against in one-on-one pass rush situations. I need Von Miller to step up. And most importantly, the one gripe that I have with Von Miller on this year, despite the fact that, or besides the fact that he's not getting after the quarterback on a consistent basis, that picture of Bijan Robinson stiff-arming his ass in Atlanta is frozen and embedded in my memory. Give me another play, Von Miller, this weekend on Monday night to make me forget about that. Please. I'm begging you. Because if Von Miller's not going to step up, then who is? That's the guy that's got the best pedigree. That's the guy that has the best resume. So in turn, that's the guy that I have the highest expectations for. I know he's a little long in the tooth. I know he didn't come here to play a high volume of snaps. He was supposed to come here to be the closer. Can you try and close out the football game on Monday night against Kansas City? Or more importantly, can you win the football game for us, man? When are we going to get that highly anticipated Von Miller strip sack? And maybe I'm tripping. And if I'm off my rocker, let me know if I'm expecting too much out of Von Miller going into Monday Night Football. If I'm expecting too much from Von Miller down the stretch. Because that's the guy that I circle first and foremost is Von Miller in terms of who needs to step up the most coming up on Monday night.
I definitely understand where you land with Von Miller. I'm going to go a different direction, though. You're going to edge guy. I'm going an interior guy. I'm going Deron Payne. I think Deron Payne, he's played solid all year long. He has been, you know, double teamed more often than not this year. But when he has had his one-on-ones, he's been very impactful. And I think the best way to, you know, really get to a quarterback, at least when Tom Brady was playing, he will always say interior pressure is what frustrated him the most.
Yeah.
So if Deron Payne, Javon Kinlaw can clog that middle up, push the pocket, and, you know, limit where Mahomes can, you know, step up and, you know, maneuver in the pocket, I think that can go a long way. So it might not be Deron Payne, you know, getting the sack right away, but his pressure might help other guys, you know, land those sacks. So he might just be assisting. He might be the Rajon Rondo out there, you know, throwing it off the back, throwing behind the back, off the head.
Making it do what it do so his teammates can eat. I agree with you. And Joe Witt spoke about it as well. Getting Pat Mahomes off of his spot is probably the most important piece of what we need to see coming up on Monday night. If you just let him sit back there, bake a cake, lace his cleats up, feed his baby, he's going to dice you. The speed in the secondary, it's not even about him dicing you. The speed in the secondary, they will run away from our secondary guys with their receivers if we do not get pressure. So I totally agree with you. Deron Payne, Javon Kinlaw. Here's my thing with Kinlaw and Payne. They have had flashes. I want more consistency. Sounds like I'm describing the 2025 Commanders defense. They've had flashes. I want more consistency. 301-230-0980 is the number. Who needs to step up the most with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong? The big key to, for me coming up on Monday night is getting Pat Mahomes off of his spot. How often can you make him uncomfortable? That task becomes a lot taller minus Dorrance Armstrong. Who needs to step up the most in his absence? 301-230-0980 is the number. Vaughn wants to chime in. Vaughn, who needs to step up the most with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong on Monday night?
Paul kind of took my thunder, but I was going to say Deron Payne, too. Just want to see where your thoughts at with this. Was his suggestion? Do you think Ron can play DN a little bit as well? Instead of him being in the interior on a full-time basis. And I want to say another thing, too. I want to get something off my
Yeah, for sure. Let me answer the first question first. I think Joe Witt spoke about it. I think Joe Witt spoke about it. Yes, we will see Deron Payne lined up, you know, sporadically at defensive end. We will see Jazon Newton lined up at defensive end. Here's my thing with that. I think it makes you better setting the edge against the run. Now, in pass rushing situations, when I have those big dudes at defensive end, the number one thing I think about, stunts, twists, games up front. I don't want to just line them up or line him up at defensive end and ask him to go straight, right? Inside games with him and Jazon Newton, right? Run your TE stunts and things of that nature to get him in some advantageous situations where he's rolling downhill. These are big dudes, man. So, that would be my thought process here in terms of how I use them at end.
Okay. And one quick other thing that it irritates me so bad, and I don't want to seem like a whiner, but why does every time when we – beat a team that we wasn't supposed to be, they always bring up the other team's injuries. Oh, this person didn't play, or this person was hurt and all that stuff. But we don't get that sympathy and empathy. You know what I mean? It's just next man up. But I noticed the biasness, and the prejudice when it comes with certain teams, and they did that with San Diego. The whole time with San Diego, they kept saying, they had two or three old linemen out. I saw on other sports channels, they was hurt.
Well, Vaughn, if you listen to Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt this past week, I mean, it was the same thing in our game. We were playing Dallas. They couldn't stop talking about how we were down our top three wide receivers. So I appreciate the call as always. I just think it's a byproduct of what it is, man. I don't think anybody out there, at least under this regime, under this administration, I don't think anybody out there is, against Washington, out to get Washington. I think we were the feel-good story of the NFL last year. Everyone is looking for us to rebound here in year number two, and through 7 weeks, that just hasn't happened. 301-230-0980 is the number. I need you to line up on the phones for this. Who steps up the most with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong? I'm going with Von Miller. Ant's going with the interior guys, talking about Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw. We want your thoughts at 301-230-0980. Your call's next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
301-230-0980 is the number. We're on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped in. The youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney. Coming up at 5:30, we'll go behind enemy lines to get the latest on Monday night's opponent, the Kansas City Chiefs, our pal Carrington Harrison, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, going to join us coming up at 5:30. Right now, though, I see you lined up on the phones. We want to take your calls. Dorrance Armstrong, out for the year. His first game missed will be on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. The most important key to me for Monday night is how often can you make Patrick Mahomes uncomfortable? How often can you knock Patrick Mahomes off of his spot? Without Dorrance Armstrong, that task becomes a hell of a lot taller. Who needs to step up the most with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong? 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go to our guy, Dontell in Frederick, wanting to chime in. What's going on?
My man, what's going on, the youngest?
What's going on, brother man?
Hey, man, look, I agree with you on Von Miller 100%. The people keep hollering about he's like 36 years old, but I'm watching Khalil Mack. I think Khalil Mack's like 35, and Khalil Mack is still getting at it.
Playing at a high level.
Yeah, I'm hoping he can go. But my man is Jacob Martin, man. I see this dude playing with so much energy, man. I'm just looking forward to somebody else, man, to match that energy that he brings. I don't know how much burn he gets because I don't see him in there all the time, but Martin seems to be playing at a high level.
No, he definitely is, man. And I think Jacob Martin, if you've been paying attention and listening to the program since training camp, that's a guy, we've had him on the show a couple of times. He, to me, isn't the biggest, isn't the fastest, isn't the strongest, but he embodies everything that they want to be as a defense. He embodies the run and hit. He plays balls to the wall on every snap that he gets. On the season, because I'm curious about what you're curious about, man, how many pass rush attempts has he had during the 2025 season? He's right up there near the top of the list, man. He's playing a big percentage of the snaps here. You want to see that number go up. Right now, he's played 77% of their defensive snaps on the year. I think with Dorrance Armstrong out of the lineup, that number continues to go up. The thing that I love about Martin, I think he's got enough bend and get off to rush from the edge, but then I think he's got the strength to be a mismatch guy on the interior as well. So I definitely am a fan of Jacob Martin as well.
Man, I appreciate that, man.
Dontell, appreciate you as always, man. 301-230-0980. So the one thing, and we got a couple of tweets that I want to get to as well here before we get back out to the phones. I got Tony Murray tweets at me and says, hey, we talked about this last week. They got to get a little bit more exotic when it comes to their pressure packages. Will we get to see more of the linebackers coming up this weekend? I know Joe Witt spoke about it when he was at the podium, the idea of playing Jordan McGee Moore. He played a career-high 22 snaps last weekend against the Dallas Cowboys, mostly he had played all year. And then he name-dropped Kane Medrano. And that one is super interesting to me because I was pretty high on him coming out of UCLA. I thought he would challenge Jordan McGee for a roster spot or challenge Jordan McGee for playing time. Because ideally, man, this is the way the NFL works. Frankie Louvu's contract is going to be up in a year or two. And I think at that time he'll be 30, 31 years old. Ideally, the good franchises in the NFL, they allow their vets to walk because they have incumbent guys in-house that are young, ripe, and fresh, and able to take over in those spots. So the glass half full approach, I would say, is looking in the crystal ball, and then next year or the year after that, it's Kane Medrano and Jordan McGee as your two starting linebackers and not Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think they've got a blitz, though. Tony Murray hits it right on the head. He says go three-down linemen, get exotic with the blitz. The one thing that I push back on that everyone else says, I just don't know if we have that big, hulking nose tackle to play a true 3-4. And I get what y'all are saying. Y'all not talking about living in a 3-4. Y'all are talking about playing it sparingly. Even then, I just don't know if you can get away with our defensive tackles as a true nose. 301-230-0980 is the number. Who needs to step up the most with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong? DC wants to chime in. What's going on, brother?
Great day, Linnell. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm trying to cook the remedy up for a victory on Monday night.
I'm gonna give it to you straight, no chaser, dog. You've been cooking it up since your sermonette on Monday. I can't fake. I feel your pain. I've been sick. I've been having migraines, all kinds of stuff going on because I'm trying to figure out what's up too. But I wanted to say that It's the O-line and D-line, and forget all the exotic blitzes and all that everybody is saying. I feel what Doc has always said. Run your best play and let these dudes execute your best play. But the player, since you brought it down to one player, I'm going to say Oos is going to have to step up, and I haven't seen Oos step up and play with his hair on fire like he did last year at all. And, you know, everybody will follow suit because when that O and D line play the way they supposed to and come off the ball, It makes it easy. We all know it makes it for easier for the DBs. It makes it easier for the corners. It makes it easier for the running back. Now your play action is working better. All of that, man, the O and D line just got to come with it. But the defensive player that I want to see step up is Oos. Frankie Louvu needs to come with his hair on fire.
I totally agree with you, man. And here's the thing about Frankie. We've seen good Frankie this year. We've seen bad Frankie this year. I think with Jordan McGee playing a little bit more DC, they let Frankie Louvu loose off of the edge. And I think that really could be the straw that stirs the drink for this defense, man. Appreciate the call as always, man. Enjoy the weekend. 301-230-0980 is the number. I got Athan is in Annapolis wanting to chime in. Athan, who do you think needs to step up the most in the absence of Dorrance Armstrong?
Was Johnny Newton a second-round pick or a walk-on? That's what I want to know because he's been horrible, horrible, getting blown up. This is his last chance with me. Get to defensive end and make some damn plays. You're a second-round pick and getting the least amount of snaps.
Borderline first-round pick. Lineman. Borderline first-round pick.
Yeah. And I don't got much for you today, Linnell, other than that kid better show up and do something on Monday. I'm tired of seeing these guys that are drafted high not contribute nothing to the team. If Zach Ertz can't catch the ball, I want to see Ben Sinnott get his chance.
Yeah.
Tired of this blocking second-round picks, taking them to block. And that's all they can do. It's a bunch of BS. Johnny Newton's my guy. He better show up Monday.
Has to. Athan, appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the weekend, brother. 301-230-0980 is the number. I do want to look at the snap counts of Jerzon Newton, Washington's second-round defensive tackle, because Athan brings up a tremendous point, man. Of all of the D linemen that play for Washington, Jerzon Newton is playing the lowest percentage of snaps. He has played 34.6% of snaps on the year. Dietrich Wise, who's injured, has played more. Preston Smith has played more. Eddie Goldman has played more. Von Miller, Sheldon Day, Jacob Martin. So, yes, you want to see and feel more of Jazan Newton. The thing with Johnny is this, man. I think he is who he is at this point, right? I don't know how much stronger he can get. I don't know how much more physically imposing he can get between now and the end of the season. It's more of an off-season bit. But my big issue with him is not even as a pass rusher. I think as a pass rusher, he brings you a lot of good stuff. You've got to, what's the buzzword and the buzz phrase we've said all summer? They have to earn the right to rush the passer. They have to earn the right to get into obvious passing situations to where you can unleash a Jazan Newton. Because while I have my doubts and my reservations about him as a run stuffer, as a pass rusher, I think he's one of the best guys that they got right now. They've just got to earn the right to put him in that position. Josh wants to chime in. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
I appreciate
sir.
It.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I don't think it has necessarily has to do with defense, because kind of like what you were saying, we are who we are. You know what I mean? There's going to be no guy on our team that's automatically going to take our defense from like from mid-team to all of a sudden a top 10 team. I don't see it. If there was, he would have probably already been starting right now already at this point. So long story short, the way I see it is we got to approach Patrick Mahomes kind of like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, right? Back in the day, I know, maybe I'm older now, so, you know, I know this type of football. But in order to get rid of their effectiveness, you have to make sure that their offense is not on the field.
Right. Right. Yeah, I agree.
Like, so you have to be right. So right now we haven't been doing a good job at doing that. And any of the games that we lost, yeah, we've been struggling of doing that. And I think it really comes down to our running game. You know, I mean, being able to move chains. So maybe Zach Ertz or something like that, right? And then Jalen Lane, right? He has to be able to return some crazy punt returns. Like, maybe four of these punt returns have to come to, like, maybe the 20-yard line or something. Maybe even the two of them have to be touchdowns in order for us to even win, right? You know what I mean? So right. That's just the way I see it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it has nothing to do with defense, right? It really has to do with everyone else having to, I guess, pick up more of the slack now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's really what it is. I don't see it happening. You know what I mean? Sorry for being a doomsday.
No, you're keeping it real, man. I appreciate the call as always. 301-230-0980 is the number. Coming up in about a half hour, we'll go behind enemy lines with our pal Carrington Harrison, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. He will give us the scouting report on Monday night's opponent. When we come back, we will let you hear from the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury. He was pretty forthcoming during his media availability, including his expectations for the quarterback coming up on Monday night, Marcus Mariota. We'll let you hear from Cliff Kingsbury next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.